I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology.
This is Castology, and we're back for another week of listening to, recommending, and reviewing podcasts.
That's our job.
I'm one of your hosts, Ainsley Weber, here with my wonderful co-hosts.
It's not me. The wonderful one's Nick.
Oh, really? Oh.
Well, what is your...
Today, I'm just like not... I'm like food coma, not okay. So wonderful. But right. Yes, I'm Liz Best, and I'm
fucked by food, Nick Bleeker.
All right.
Wow, that is a podcast title.
Oh, it is too. Oh, shit. I'll write that down.
Well, yep. We need to stop pitching and start recommending.
Bitching. Not that I'm going to bitch about anyone's podcast this week. No, not at all.
Okay. You're not?
No.
All right. Well, good. So let's
maybe
just...
Maybe I'm being sarcastic. You
let's
don't know.
Just, let's just jump in straight into it. So we have a theme this week.
We do have a theme.
The theme is how-to podcasts.
And look, I feel like the podcasts that we selected say a lot about ourselves. And I will come back around to that at the end. But... Once we've introduced all of our podcasts, but I was looking at the list and I was just like, the way in which we've come at this says a lot about who we are as people.
Interesting.
So to kick that off.
Yeah, I'm going to throw to you, Liz.
My podcast is called How to Fail with Elizabeth Day. So rather than doing like a how-to, like that was something physical, I like to how-to your brain. And learning through failing is how I do life. So Elizabeth Day, it's kind of like she interviews people to explore self-improvement through her interviewees' worst moments. So it's all about finding lessons in the challenges that life throws you. And, you know, it's kind of like you can look at career development, you can look at self-help, you can look at emotional regulation. It depends on who comes on the podcast. There have been a lot of famous people who I completely forgot to take note of because I'm an asshole. I didn't do my work this week.
I did see one of them was Stanley Tucci, which I intend to listen to.
Yes, and there was another one that was a really famous like kids book author that I can't remember. Oh, Jacqueline Allen. And I listened to that one and really enjoyed it as well. So it's not focused on like self-aggrandizement or bigging yourself up. It's the lessons that we learn through humility, which I find very useful in how to rewire my brain when I'm feeling like crap about things.
Absolutely. I guess like trying to learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I could be a guest so that they could learn from my many, many mistakes.
How long are the episodes and how many are there?
There are many.
So it's a long
run. It's been going for a really long time, and some of the episodes have been about 45 minutes, but usually most of them are over an hour.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
But yeah, in a really chatty interviewee style podcast. Obviously in the later episodes we went a bit zoomy because COVID. So don't judge audio quality when you're doing that. But yeah, it's been going for ages and it is honestly one of the most recommended self-help. I say that in quote marks because it's not like a full-on psychological self-help kind of podcast, but it's one of the most recommended podcasts to me when I'm like, what kind of podcast is self-helpy? So I listened to it and I loved it.
Awesome.
So.
Well, let's stick with that theme and go to Nick.
I actually thought it was a pretty nice segue to mine because my podcast is called How to Build a Happy Life from the Atlantic. And look, I think it's actually pretty interesting that the shows that we've recommended. I mean, for me personally, this one, especially given the last couple of weeks / months for me have been quite difficult. This one was a really interesting sort of recommendation that swung through via my Pocket Casts app. It was like I'm pretty sure, like just as a big asterisk here, I'm pretty sure Pocket Casts pays for people to promote their shows to the top, but to be honest, they've hit pretty much every single time. Like it's good shit. But this particular podcast is hosted by Arthur C. Brooks, who is a Harvard professor that explores. He's like a philosophical dude who explores like happiness. What else did his fucking biography say? Actually, he had a really good biography. Right, he's just really good at behavioral,
just a cool guy,
happiness and shit. And he actually is a really good speaker. So the purpose of this particular podcast is. It's a new one from the Atlantic, and it's about living a happier life through scientific means, but not specifically being like, here's the science of like your brain. This is what you need to do. Mm. So no brain, like Zane, this is kind of exciting because science, but also not so much science. The thing that
when you say it's kind of like science,
he brings on like experts and shit.
Is it in the sense like that science? Yeah, so he's talking to experts.
It's not
about
Zane
what
Dry,
know.
But it is science.
But it is science. It's Atlantic
I don't know,
science.
Can you be science without being Zane Dry?
Social science is not Zane Dry.
Yeah, no, social science is fun.
I've brought a lot of social science
That's
podcasts.
True. Okay, Zane well, Dry. This one isn't.
Look, I think the thing that really separated this for me, and look, to be honest, it's actually quite hard to find like how to podcasts that aren't just like how to fix a car and shit. I would recommend
which
that.
Which I would,
that's
you
funny
know,
finish,
like I was going to look for ones like that, but then I was like, that's, I'm not interested in doing, I'm interested in being.
Dude, just tell me, what the hell? But I think the thing that for me, it was not exclusively limited to about like having a tea and listening to your favorite music. It was about what goes into those particular practices and about what those practices help with on our kind of journey to building a better life for ourselves, whether it is the small things or whether it is the bigger things. So there's a couple of episodes. It's only been going for a month and a bit now, but there's like obviously how to know when you're lonely, how to be self-aware, how to find the secret to meaningful work, which is an episode I haven't listened to yet, but I'm very excited to listen to because that's where I'm at currently. Mm-hmm. And I feel like listening to this might be a bit of a shock to my system. So Arthur's delivery here is really, really good, and it's the Atlantic, so it's pretty hard to fuck up from their perspective. So yeah,
we'd say that, but we have had major favorite networks of ours
very
come
true.
To the table with stuff that is a major fuck up. So
very, very true.
We'll see, Nick.
I don't want to throw any stones, but maybe you need to take a break from the Atlantic for a while.
Fine. I need to fucking ban myself from
fair,
all major
we've,
publications.
We've all enjoyed the Atlantic podcast that you've brought, but...
But also, you're banned.
Stop it.
Zane.
Yeah, so the final one is an actual how to do something podcast.
Ours is a how to do something but it's rewiring your brain.
It's something practical. It's not self-help. Okay. This is more of an actual practical thing. And it's literally called the DIY Musician Podcast. So this is a podcast that is sponsored or produced by CD Baby. Now, CD Baby.
Oh, God, CD Baby. Far out. Okay. Yeah.
So when you say CD Baby.
Yeah, so it's a baby full of seeds.
Right. Like, legit. Like, when I first looked this podcast up and I listened, like, no spoilers on what I thought, but when they're like, CD Baby, and I'm like, a CD Baby is producing this podcast?
What the hell?
It's compact disc, CD Baby.
You know, back in the day when you would buy
CD Baby's
CD.
Funnier. Anyway, keep going.
So they're a service that basically lets you buy music online and lets artists produce their CDs and what have you through their services. So it's a really good idea for them to have this podcast all about what it is to be an independent musician, how to do that, and et cetera, et cetera. So some of the things how to create the perfect release plan. And they're talking to people who have done that, people who do that every day, about how to do that and like how to know when you're ready to release something and like how to increase Spotify listeners and things like that. So really practical things about the world surrounding music and music production that honestly I also struggled to find podcasts that were this kind of thing, whereas like a lot of podcasts were like, well, I do this for a living, so I'm going to have a podcast and just talk to people in the industry. I was like, no, I would like actually
practical tips. Thank you. Give me a list.
Episode specific, like this is what we're going to talk about today and how to do it. And this is really good quality audio, which is what you would expect, but also really great quality advice and from experts who do this every day.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's called DIY Musician Podcast.
From CD Baby.
Not from CD Baby.
So what I meant when I meant this kind of represents all of us is just like how to fail me, like how to build a happier life, cheery old Nick. And Zane's just sitting there in the corner with his fingers in his ears going, la, 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 music.
I don't have fingers in my ears. I have
headphones on. Yeah. We're like, how to do this, how to do that. And Zane's like, music, creativity, escape.
I don't want to listen to life. I don't want to, like, real life is not what I'm here for.
Yeah, negativity, positivity, and music.
All right. So those are our recommendations for this week. So I recommended the DIY Musician Podcast, Nick.
I recommended How to Build a Happy Life from the Atlantic.
And I recommended How to Fail with Elizabeth Day.
The emphasis on fail.
How to fail.
So you'll hear more about these podcasts in a fortnight when we come back to review them. But right now, we're going to go back a fortnight and review our spooky...
It's a Halloween review.
Yeah, our spooky podcast recommendations. So I would like to start with... I'm just going to forewarn everyone here. I'm going to be a hypocrite on this one. So before we get into why and
on
how
this
I'm going
one?
To be... Yeah, on this one. I don't know what you're talking
on
about.
On just this one? Okay.
Let's throw straight to Nick.
So my recommendation a fortnight ago, also used to say last week, was the Stephen King's Strawberry Spring. That is really hard to say. I kept saying Strawberry Swing because I had the Coldplay song on my mind when I was recording. Still is on my mind every time I read the fucking title. But anyway, so
when I was searching for Strawberry Spring... Spotify definitely thought I meant Strawberry Swing.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure everywhere. When you recommended it, you also said Strawberry Swing.
Yeah, no, I did like three times. Yep. I actually remember it. Anyway, it's based on a Stephen King short story about the return of Spring-Heeled Jack, who is a serial killer that is leaving behind a trail of murders. And it is up to a group of teens to solve / dodge said murders. What did you all think?
This has kicked off something in me.
Scary? Ooh.
That now...
I'm now a serial killer.
Yeah, whoops.
By the way, I'm Spring-Heeled Jack. No, I've just started going down the rabbit hole of limited series horror podcasts. I really dug it. It's not Stephen King's strongest story, but the execution of it, when it was set, like, it's super evocative, and yeah, I loved it. It's my bag.
Yeah, I agree. I do think, like, I don't think you needed to adapt a Stephen King to make this. I think you could have easily made something
they're
new.
They're totally trading on his name. The name Stephen
that's
King
literally
is bigger than
the title of the actual
I do,
of the
I do think that's a Stephen King thing, though, rather than a specifically to this podcast, because I...
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Why
his
am I odd duding?
Always, yeah.
I've been hanging around with my brother too much. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's one of those authors where the name is like 12 times larger than the actual title of the podcast.
And which is fine. I think it's really well done. My one critique is that like the atmospheric sound design in this really was a bit overpowering for me. Mm-hmm. I really much would have preferred it to be more dialogue or made the dialogue clearer. But again... is really well done and it's a limited run.
Yeah.
High recommend. Yeah.
Sorry in advance for all the limited run scary podcasts that are coming up in your feed.
Get on that train. Yeah. It tells me how to go 400 episodes of a show, which I love about my niche podcast. Anyway,
yeah, so that's Stephen King. I would be very unsurprised if we see more Stephen King audio adaptations coming out.
I think it's, and not even just Stephen King, I think it'll just be like quite a lot of writers that have those short stories set, like the big name writers that haven't had those short stories produced. They'll just basically go, well, if this is a way to produce, make more money and obviously get the story out there, then they'll easily find a network. Yep. Like it wouldn't be an issue at all.
Absolutely. Well, let's go on to the other audio drama that was recommended with Liz.
So I recommended an anthology, a horror anthology for the ears, as it is called. Bad Vibes. Look, it is Q-code. I know. Like, I got a reprieve before I posted this. I got permission, just letting everyone know before Nick pops a fucking gasket. So it's basically, but I think it's six or eight, I think it's eight by the time it finished, episodes, where Mr. Boogity, who's played by Justin McElroy, introduces a horror anthological story that's been soundscaped a la Q-code. Some of them actually made me viscerally cringe with the sound effects that they went with. There's one particular episode where someone gets an injury to their like hand or thumb or finger, and I've slammed my finger in a car door before and had my nail crushed, and it was very triggering. But what did we think?
Well, I'd like to agree with you on that one. So that's the thumb the thumbnail episode.
That wasn't my favorite episode. Yeah. It made my butthole go like right up into my body.
I think positives for me. I really like how this is told. The presentation's really, really, really crisp. The stories for me, I'm not really a big horror guy, right? So it needs to be like fucking like good shit for me to be at all interested. It's not even because I'm a big scaredy cat. It's just because horror for me, in this day and age is just like bang, 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 bang. It's just kind of boring, jump scares. This one here, I think the actual presentation for me is what sells it, right? It's really, really good. And I think for me, the balance that I found is that I actually feel like, probably not so much because some of it's quite graphic, but it swings quite, like, you could potentially send this to, like, young adults. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like
some of them have gave me a bit of like an R.L. Stine-y Goosebumps-y
perfect, perfect. And that's the vibe that I got. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool because it is like adults could enjoy this, but also like mature aged children would probably be able to grasp what was going on and get
something. I
wouldn't
call them children. Let's say teens.
Kids or teenagers. Gen X's, whatever the fuck letter they
Let's
are.
Just say
Gen X are old.
Which one's Gen Z?
Oh, shit.
Gen Z are in their 20s.
Yeah. What are they now? What are the people
below? Zoomers.
Zoomers. That's right.
Look, anyway, I felt that the show presents a really, really nice balance between that. It could skew like old, but also could skew quite young.
What?
Oh, no.
That's the amount of fucking ads in this show.
Yeah. It's Q-code, man.
Completely ruined
because
this show.
You can
for
subscribe
me.
Now. Like, Q-code are adding in extra ads than they used to because now they've got their stupid Apple subscription thing to pay to listen to it ad free.
Oh, that's right. Because you can do subs on Apple Podcasts now.
So they have been driving home. Like, I've just started listening to another one of their podcasts that I'm really enjoying. But yes, they're driving home the ads to make you subscribe for an ad free listening experience, in their words.
So, one example, the HIIT Cardio episode, which is probably
fucking loved that
great
episode,
incredible episode. In 3.5 to 4 minutes, there are at least 1, 2, 3 introduction to the show, and then it goes into another ad. And I was like, no, you've introduced the show, get going. And the problem is that it doesn't just stop there. It keeps going. And I'm like, how many fucking ads am I listening to? And it just... it really ruined it for me because I think it's actually quite a good show and I really did enjoy these stories, but my fucking God, give it a break. Not an ad.
Subscribe.
I don't want to. I mean, actually, look, to be fair, like...
like these content creators do deserve cash.
They do deserve it.
Every now and then.
But it's a bit bigger. Like, I'd prefer to go, like, to swing smaller. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And support the smaller creators that may not get the potential budget and all that
sort
of push.
Agreed.
Yeah. Anyway, that was literally the biggest gripe that I had with it. Other than that, great show.
Yeah, I mean, that's standard Q code. Yeah. And that is what you
It
what
wasn't
you
when we
with.
First signed up. It was just ads for Sonos.
Yeah, to be fair, that we were on when Q code wasn't Q code.
We loved it when they weren't cool.
Yeah. when they weren't cool.
When they were just a really good content producer. Yeah. Yeah. And now, you know, they've
I'm
been
happy for
they,
them. I'm happy yeah. for them that they have enough commercial success to be able to do it, but yes, it does take you out of it, especially when it's a moody piece.
And also it is a real, I don't want to say sinister, but very, it's just a real pragmatic approach. They're not here for the listener now.
No.
They're definitely here just trading on their good name for people to push through the ads or fork over other money. Mm. Which, you know, that's something that every medium form has to approach in some way. Hopefully, podcast has not become follow the television route. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
But it is on us to make our opinions known as listeners. So,
yep.
Dear Q Code.
Stop.
Please.
Also,
just go back to what you were like a year ago.
Yeah.
Stop putting. Yeah. Oh no, that's Wondery, isn't it? Yeah. Wondery, the ones that put.
Oh no,
this
has three trailers at the back end of it now.
but what I thought was this, okay. It is a well-known fact that I do not like the McElroy voices.
Yes.
And I really don't like the McElroy voices. It's like. I don't know whether it's just the voice that I think the acting is bad, but almost maybe 50% of the vocal performances in this I had an issue with. Like I didn't really like.
I thought you'd have a McElroy problem, but I didn't think that you'd have an other people problem.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like he's not huge in it. So it's not like a constant thing.
No, it's just like Tales from the Crypt Keeper or like
I did find the presentation of like the ooky spooky really juvenile, but again, that's very McElroy humor. Mm. And so I assume he helped write it. In this one, in the exact opposite to Strawberry Spring, which is why I wanted to flag that I'm being a hypocrite, the audio production was a little underwhelming in the fact that they tried to atmospherically produce the just voices, where with one voice coming from one direction and one coming from another. And I found that distracting in this
See,
one.
In the car, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I listen to it as well.
Yeah. I know. So yeah. I feel like there needs to be like a disclaimer. So did you listen through headphones or just out aloud?
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is about, because I was listening to Bad Vibes. In fact, after our recording sessions, I would spooky listen to it on the drive on the way home. And like having the atmospheric sound like coming from each speaker in the car creeps me out, because it feels like somebody is sitting next to me saying these things.
Yeah.
And that's fair, because I assume they are created for surround sound, which would be most cars now.
Yeah.
But again, I fit into the segment of the audience that doesn't consume in that particular way. I do use headphones because it's Q-code, so you're expecting
it. You have
it.
To, yeah,
you're
yeah.
expecting the sound quality and the sound engineering to be there. Yeah, I just found it a little distracting, a little irksome. But again, really great product. Like, this is, there's no reason not to do this. Like, it's not to listen to this. I do think that this is probably the most PG-13
that
Q-code has done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see them trying to move into that market. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, let's go to my recommendation, which was Knife Point Horror. So Knife Point Horror is, again, just an anthology series by one person creating horror. So what did you think?
So I've got in my notes, I just went so into this. And even though I just said it's so much more than one person just telling stories, even though it's one person just telling stories, like the way that he's done it, it's not just reading from a script or whatever. Like, it's one person performing and telling the stories. I don't know how to explain it other than.
For me, the vibe was, I feel like I'm at a campfire with a bunch of friends and someone's telling me a tale while there's an owl watching me, or like a fucking weird thing from the forest
is just staring
at me, right?
Yeah.
And it's like pulling these sort of influences that are around and then putting it into the story.
Yeah.
That's where I was sitting at in terms of
I intended to only listen to like two episodes and I think the next minute I've just binged it all day. Like, this and guy's great.
He's
a great writer, great performer.
So Soren Narnia is his name.
Yes,
or at
that's
least
right,
the name
I
that he gives.
Insane.
I full applause to this. Like, you can't tell that it's one person, and I think that's incredible.
I think that is the combination of great writing and a great performance and production from one person. That is what makes this podcast so magnetic.
Yeah.
Magnetic
as
right. The artwork is also completely fucked.
Yeah.
Like, and I say that not as it's shit art. It's like, when I looked this up, I was like, Zane, what the fuck is this?
What are you getting at?
I legitimately have in my notes, Knife Point Horror artwork. Zane, what in the fuck is this?
I assume it's some sort of like bat, rat, cockroach creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dressed
I mean,
as
I'm
a
not
nun.
Into it.
It's not the greatest. I think for me, one of the other things that really stood out was I think the minimalistic production on this is what really, really helps it shine. Because when you look at comparatively to our two recommendations, Liz, this is, it's so different because it feels quite like intimate almost.
It is. It's definitely intimate campfire, like submitted for the Midnight Society approval kind of stuff. Like it's
I think it doesn't feel produced.
No, but it doesn't feel underproduced either.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
it
so
feels
bizarre.
Just like, I still don't understand how to explain what I meant, but my notes literally just said it's so much more than one person telling stories, even though it's one person telling stories.
I think this one, the production is invisible, whereas the other two, it's very, the production is very first.
It's
thing
manipulative, the production on the other two, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. Please lead me down the garden path of a scary story, but it's definitely like, we're going to do this music to make them feel this and this to make them feel that, whereas this just tells the story as it is, and it's well written enough to not need any of the bangs and whistles and whatnot.
Awesome. I'm really glad that you enjoyed it, because it was I still listen to this one. This was very fun. Not just Halloween spooky time podcast.
Does Soren, I'm just looking at the description, they're all Creative Commons stories. Are these stories, though, is Soren saying that you can take these stories and use them, or are these stories that made?
So
unreal.
He writes them and produces them, but he produces them in
the
commons.
You want to make a play
Oh,
that's
based
sick.
On one of the stories, Do it and just tag him.
Soren, come through. What a win. Yeah. I love that shit.
Absolutely.
I think we had that recently with another show, didn't we? With the creative sort of commons stuff.
I think it was this one, but we recorded it. So long ago.
Ignore me. We'll move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, that's a great thing to point out as well, is that like the exact opposite of Q code is like, this is content that I've created. Please use. Please
just
be
tag
inspired.
Me. Let me know. Yeah.
So yeah. Shout out to Soren. Soren,
well done, man.
This is a winner for sure.
Awesome. Well, that has been us for another week. Let's back announce again just what we recommended for our how-to episode. Liz, you recommended?
The Three Personalities, How to Fail with Elizabeth Day.
Nick?
How to Build a Happy Life.
And I recommended the DIY Musician Podcast. Which personality are you? Let us know in the review section on Apple Podcasts when you give us a 5-star rating. Go do that. Or just reach out on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, all those fun things. And if you want to get your podcast or a podcast that you're a big fan of on this show, go to our website, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, and there's a form that you can fill out, which will make it very simple. I will listen to all the podcasts. I may or may not mention them.
And I am here. No, that's not true. I do listen to a lot of the podcasts, not as many as Zane's, but I also take his recommendations into consideration when he goes, this is a very Liz podcast. See what you think.
Yeah.
And I always do see what I think.
It's about murder or girly things.
Fuck you.
You like murder and girly things.
I do like murder, but I'm so much more than just murder and girly things.
But the podcasts that get sent in are usually murder or girly things.
I also like boy-y things.
Like
and gender neutral things.
Like kayaking?
Sport
kayaking
isn't.
Well, kayaking's a good one, actually. I'm going to look that one up.
I like gender neutral stuff as well.
No, absolutely.
God. Girly things. P.S. Send me podcasts about makeup.
And other girly things.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Well, that's been us for this week. I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Liz Best.
And
Nick Bleeker.
Keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.